Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am just dandy, but more importantly, how are you? You're a man of the moment, all over the news. What's going on, Bob?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good. So
you're leaving TOWIE. This is it.
Really, because I'm still very much part of the TOWIE family, but it just feels the right time to leave as a regular cast member and to be the host of a brand new TOWIE show. So it's going to be called TOWIE, the official after party.
Yeah.
And I'll be going to location, filming with the cast, interviewing them behind the scenes, seeing what's going on, getting all the goss. And then once a week, we'll be going into studio and I'll be having some of the cast come into there as well. And bit of chat, getting all the 411 and what's going down in Essex. And it just feels perfect. Obviously, after 10 years, I know the cast inside out.
Yeah.
It's become such a huge part of my life, the show. And it just feels like natural progression to now. It's no secret that I love hosting and presenting. So to be offered the role of host for that is just amazing. So I'm really excited.
I'm so pleased for you. It's obviously like such a good progression and you're managing to do stuff outside of the show and that, and it's all going so well for you. I'm really pleased. It's great news.
Thank you, babe. Thank you.
But it's obviously, and you had your birthday this week as well. It's quite a busy one.
Been a busy boy. How was yours? You had the family come down.
I did, yeah. We did loads of museums and lots of dinners out and walking everywhere. I've learned that, like, I'm a big walker. I walk everywhere. I walk every day. And my family were getting to sort of like 2 or 3 hours of walking. You know, you're walking around London all day. You've got stuff to do. They were like, we're exhausted. We need to sit down. I was like, Are you kidding? you pathetic weaklings. But actually, talking of walking, I've accepted my other auntie. So this is my mum's sister that came to visit last weekend. This is my dad's sister. She has asked if I want to go walk up Ben Nevis at the end of September. So I have said yes. Her and her husband have done it a couple of times. So I'm desperately now trying to scramble and get as many steps in as I can, because it's the highest peak in Scotland, but also the UK. And so it's not, I like to set myself challenges and stuff. So looking forward to that. We have to camp. We are camping for 3 days at the bottom of a mountain in Scotland at the end of September. I don't think it's going to be warm.
Because it's that big, it's going to take a few days to get up.
It's not that. It's more that if the weather's not good enough, you can't go up, basically. So you need to stay, and at the end of September, it can be a bit dodgy. So you need to stay there for a few days, just in case one of the days like sort of doesn't work. My auntie has a caravan, so we're going to be staying in the caravan, living it up. And then if the weather's too terrible, then we'll just go and explore the Highlands and, you know, go shopping and whatever. So, yeah.
Oh, it'll be lovely. Well, fingers crossed the weather's all right. Do you know, the last few years, September's have been lovely, though, haven't they? So you might be fine.
Yeah, that's true. I think the thing is, though, like, Scotland and the Highlands are a bit of a, like rule of their own, aren't they? Their weather things are a bit different. My auntie's saying she's been up in September and it's been snowing before. So you have to take the rough with the smooth. But I'm just excited to do that challenge, but a bit not quite the same as what you're doing, Bob. But, like, you know, give myself new challenges all the time and see how I fare with them.
Oh, that would be so good. Like you say, something to, get your teeth into. That's really exciting. So what do? I mean, you're a keen walker anyway. So I guess it's just, I mean, Bob actually going up a mountain, how do you practice for that?
Well, that's the thing. So I did speak to my auntie's husband, and he was like, you'll be fine. But he's in his late 50s, but is very, very fit. Like, he's cycled all around Iceland by himself for his 50th birthday. He bikes everywhere. He's doing the Great North Run. He does marathons, all that sort of thing. So he's obviously super fit. I'm not at that level, but he said, we're going up something called the Tourist Trail, I think, which is hard. It's going to be hard, kind of whatever, but doable. So I'm just going to basically make sure that I'm in as good a state as I can be, really. Keep my legs strong. I'm trying to walk now 2-3 times a day so that I get my steps up quite considerably. And keep at it, really. But you know, something else to look forward to. Something else, you know, in after all these bleak times, it's nice to just have things to do.
And to challenge yourself, it's nice to do something like that. And what a sense of achievement once you get up there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, if you would have said I was going to do this 10 years ago, I would have been like, bugger off. I haven't got the time. But now it's like exciting. It's something it's something exciting to do. So yeah.
Oh, good for you, babes. Get a lovely selfie at the top.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad because I'll be very upset if I can't get the selfie. But we have an exciting show today. Our guest this week, we have Love Island's AJ Bunker, who... went out pretty early on in the series, but it'd be good to speak to her about what she thought about this week's the finale and all of that. And we've got Deborah from Real Housewives, the newbie from Real Housewives of Cheshire, who you've met before.
Amazing. It's going to be a fab chat.
Yeah, really good to chat with her. And then also you did a little pre-record interview with Joe Swash.
I did. So I spoke to the lovely Joe. So we got a little pre-record with him. And lovely to catch up with him. And that was a great chat as well. I'm excited. It's going to be a fab show.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have a little bit of showbiz news to run through. And most importantly, first of all, I cannot believe I'm seeing this. Ben Affleck was spotted jewellery shopping at Tiffany's. Now, he's obviously been back with J-Lo for, 45 minutes? And he's decided that possibly now is the time to pop the question to her. This, if it was to happen, this would be her sixth engagement. What do you make of it?
Do you know what? I think we spoke about it when we first started. The rumour mill was circulating about it. And I kind of do remember saying that I think if it was true, which also we know it is now that they are back together in a couple, I kind of think it's for keeps this time. Because mm-hmm. When you do get back with an ex, especially after that amount of time, that there's clearly been a sit-down conversation where you've discussed what's happened in the past. And I think sometimes you can meet people and they can be right for you, but it's just the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that they are back together, I really just thought, I think they'll get married and live happily ever after. And I mean, and how lucky, a Tiffany engagement ring, I mean, come on, goals.
I mean, I'm imagining it's going to be some absolutely huge, like, weigh her hand down kind of rock, because she's not going to accept some little, you know, little tiny thing, is she?
The same size as that mountain you're about to climb.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Take 7 hours to get up and round it. But don't you think, my only thing is, right, and I've said this before, but it was only February that she was still posting pictures with her ex, all loved up and hanging off him and blah, blah, blah. I feel like I'd be a little bit embarrassed to have already moved on so quickly and then become engaged. Or is it different because they were together before? I don't know.
See, that's the thing. When you've been with... I know, is it a bit different? I don't know. I am intrigued to know how he feels, because it's always hard after a breakup anyway.
Yeah.
And... when it's such a public relationship as well, so it is obviously very aware of what's going on and what the situation is. So it can't be the easiest thing. But I just think, as we all know, what a strange time it's been the last 18 months. And I do think a lot of couples, it was a lot make or break for people. And I think a lot of people have evaluated what they want from relationships, from jobs, friendships. So we've had a lot of time to think. So yeah. I think maybe that... I think it's going to happen. I can see it, and let's have it right, she's going to be a stunning bride. I can see him going all the way.
I guess
it just gives me faith, the old romantic in me.
But six engagements, Bob, because there's so much romance. I don't know. I hope it works, because, I mean, obviously it'll be a brilliant showbiz news story for the ages. And give people hope when they've broken up with their ex that they desperately want to get back with, that it can still happen. But I don't know. I feel like if it was me, I'd be a bit sheepish about it. But she's clearly not, because they're flaunting it all over the place, aren't they? So.
Yeah, they're not being shy about it. I think they're making up for lost time. I think the thing is as well is, obviously, this time's past now, so you do change as people.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's going to definitely be one to watch. And it's kind of exciting as well. Like I say, I mean, I know there's been six now, but maybe she thinks it's... I don't think she would rush into it again. I think maybe, especially after the last breakup she's had, and it seems very public, very quick, this relationship. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I think it won't be long till she's up that aisle.
Bennifer are back. is there any other showbiz news that caught your eye this week, Bob?
Oh, it's been a busy old week, hasn't it, for showbiz? Mm. Little Mix.
Well,
it's the week of the babies.
I mean, you couldn't have written it any better, could you? The fact that both Leanne and Perry both had their babies within 5 days of one another. And Leanne's had twins.
I know. How lovely is that? What a lovely surprise. I mean, obviously, I'm sure she was aware she was having twins, but I mean, I hope so.
Well, she did word her statement quite weird. She was like, we were lucky to have one miracle and we were blessed with two or something. And I was a bit like, oh, was the scan not showing? I don't know. Anyway, but no, I mean, obviously, it's like great news. And also, I thought Jade, their Little Mix bandmate, was very good in the thing. She was like, you know, dead excited to be an auntie to them and stuff. Although I did also see this week that apparently Jessie Nelson has said that they don't speak at the moment, her and the other Little Mix girls.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was interesting. I wonder if she's passed on her congratulations despite the fact that they don't speak at the moment. I wonder
if she's still part of, I'm guessing there's a Little Mix WhatsApp group. I wonder, or did she leave? Did she leave the chat? I don't know.
I mean, you'd have to set one up for just the three of them if there was, wasn't there?
You would, wouldn't you?
Because you couldn't be like planning your things.
Still right, yeah.
and Jessie being like, I don't care anymore. Or, you know, giving away their secrets. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, I mean, congratulations to Leanne and Perry. It's exciting for them both. And now they've got three little replacements for like the three Little Mix Junior. Although we don't actually know their sexes yet. I'm talking about their girls. I don't think we actually know what sex they are yet. So
I love that they're 5 days apart. I mean, literally, you couldn't write it. And just so happy for them. So amazing. Sure, they'll be like, when the tour happens, they'll probably have like a little, because they are so close in age, literally days, probably have like a little creche going with them.
Little Mix.
Yeah. Bless. What else has been going on in showbiz news? It's been a week, hasn't it?
Well, we've obviously had the Love Island final, Liam and Millie winning, which I think seemed, but amongst my people I work with, it was a bit controversial. I don't know what our first guest AJ will think. So maybe we should get her in and find out.
Yeah, let's see what she has to say.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. AJ, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you? A little bit hungover. Obviously, we had a finale party last night, so a bit hungover. But other than that, really, really well.
How was the party?
Oh, it was honestly so good, and it was so good to have all the parts of our as well. So it was so fun, and obviously it was really nice to be able to do that together and see the final episode. I can't believe it's the end of an era. That's it. It's over now. So it was really, really, really good.
Did the right people win?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry?
Did the right people win, do you think?
Do you know what? I would have been happy with either Millie or Liam or Chloe and Toby. So I think, definitely one of the right couples won. So, yeah, I'm really happy with that outcome.
A lot of people that I work with were actually, to be honest, not that happy that Millie and Liam won. Do you think that it was a bit of a surprise in the end?
I think there was, because of Liam's actions with Casper and Moore, I think a lot of people were like, well, she forgave him too easily. Mm-hmm. And I always have my self-reservations of what's it going to be like on the outside? There's going to be more temptation. But I think where we've seen them grow stronger and come back from there, then I think they are a genuine nice couple. And I think they are really good together. So I think either them or Chloe and Toby would have been good winners for me.
And like I say, it must be quite an emotional thing once the finale episode comes, because it's such an overused word in reality TV, but you guys do go on a journey and you live an experience that only you guys will ever truly know.
It's honestly such a surreal experience. Even just going in there, the bill is a lot smaller than what I expected. And I think that's why we've got this family vibe to us, because we have all experienced the same thing, and it's something you can only talk to another islander about, and it's incredible. It's such an amazing experience, but it's so surreal as well.
So absolutely no regrets taking part in the show.
I mean, I regret spending more time than I should have on Hugo, but other than that, then no regrets. I think, I'm the only biggest regret is obviously putting my time into someone who maybe didn't like me. So, yeah, but other than that, it was great. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
We live and learn, don't we, both?
That's it. We do. We really do.
it's kind of the nature of the show, isn't it? That you, when you go in, there's no guarantee that you're actually going to find anyone that you end up sort of really falling in love with. That probably seems a bit excessive, but even like kind of liking and getting on with, right? Is there anyone that you look at now that you maybe think like, or maybe I should have tried with them or something like that instead?
So when I was actually in the villa at that point, I really liked Aaron as well. I think he's a really, really good looking guy. So if I was still at that point, maybe I would have still invested more time getting to know Aaron. I feel I cut that a little bit too short because I was like, I need to put my focus in Hugo because that's what he wanted. And he said he wants the girls to focus on him. So potentially Aaron, but if it was out of all the guys as well, I pick up the bunch, there's a lot of good looking guys.
There certainly are. I feel like this year was like really quite peak when it came to good looking men. Well, I'm good looking women, but I mean like...
Well, this is it. The one good thing is that we are spending a lot of time outside of the villa together now. So yeah, and I'm able to spend some time with some of those guys. So it's really good fun.
But what did you think of Jake and Liberty leaving the villa?
Honestly, that was heartbreaking to watch. I think seeing them as a couple from the beginning, it was hard to watch, but I think in there everything is so it really is intense in there. So I think it's probably the best thing for them as a couple to see if they can make it work on the outside, and I guess see where they want to take that without, you know, other people being involved. And so, yeah, I think it's upsetting, but I think, again, you have to be true to yourselves. And I think Lib definitely did that with being true to herself and putting her feelings first and not just sticking around with a guy. And I think that's one, I honestly respect her so much for that. And I respect them both for making that decision to leave together.
And do you think they could work on the outside?
I really hope they could, because they really do bounce off each other. They are fun, but I think in there, I think we didn't know if Jake was in there with a game plan. We don't know. Obviously, we saw so much going on. I think that this is really the test now to see if his feelings are genuine and if they can make that work. So I guess that's down to... from what I've seen, they really do get on. They are compatible. They bounce off each other. But it's whether that is an actual genuine connection and both parts have to put effort in there.
Yeah, so true. I guess it's a watch this space kind of thing, isn't it? Because like you say, it's... Once out of a villa, reality kicks in. It's real life. It's see how you get on in the real world, isn't it?
Well, that's it. And from the guys I talk to, I mean, they get so many DMs, you know, naked pictures sent. So that's where, as well, temptation is there. So it's like where you can, you know, fight the temptation and actually make it genuine, stay genuine and see if you can make that relationship work. So yeah, I've been watching this space. It'll be interesting to see by the time we come to the reunion where they're both at.
Well, yeah, because in the end there's actually like not that many couples that have come out the show and managed to make it long term, is there? I think there's probably only like two or three that have managed to sort of make it into a fully fledged relationship. So did you kind of go in thinking I'm going to find love, or were you just, I'm just going to have a good time? What were you thinking?
So you actually had my ex on here not too long ago. So I've been single for about, I've been single for about 2 years and I've tried all different ways of dating. And I thought, you know what, this is something I haven't tried yet. It's not something I tried before. So I was really open and I'm someone who just loves living life to the fullest and trying new experiences. So I was like, right, let's just try it. Let's go for it. And if I find love, amazing. If I don't, then hopefully I'll find some good friendships. And I can say I've done it, this experience that no one's ever experienced. Like, not only a few people could say they've experienced. So, yeah, I would have liked to have found love, but, yeah.
Who's the ex?
It's not always possible.
Who's the ex?
Robert Van Tromp.
Oh, okay. Oh, from the Netflix show.
To Your Handle.
Ah, okay.
It's so funny. I was actually in holding when he went on there. So it was like, how has this happened?
Oh my God, that is crazy. I didn't realise that was the connection. Were you shocked when you first saw him then, like on the show? Or
it's just like, how two people going on a dating, but on separate dating.
And you had no idea each other were doing it at the same time.
So I just rewatched your podcast and he was saying that he got approached for Love Island originally. So I was if we actually both went in at the same time.
Oh my
time.
God, that would have been TV gold. Wow, brilliant.
How funny. So you mentioned obviously when people leave the villa, social media is a huge thing and some of the boys have been having their DMs have been blowing up. What about your DMs? What are they saying, babes? Are many people sliding in?
Do you know what I am? I'm having a few slide in. Do you know what? The weirdest one I'm getting is pay pigs. I'm getting pay pigs left, right and centre.
Oh, but, pay pigs. Explain what that is to anyone that doesn't know.
So, from my understanding, a pay pig is just someone who wants to pay you money as a fetish. And I'm just like, why am I getting so many pay pig messages? I'm not accepting them, but it's just like, why? Honestly, there's countless amounts. I think there's more pay pig messages than there are guys asking me on dates. So it's honestly so odd.
It's such a thing. I do you know what? I've got two friends, right? And one of them, it basically just came out of nowhere on Twitter. He just got a message and someone, now this guy just sends him money all the time. Like, it just, how is this a thing?
This is the thing. I'm like, how is this a thing? How is this a thing? I don't really know what to do with these messages. I'm like, this is just, they're odd, so odd. And this guy will constantly be like, check your DMs. I want to be your pay pig. But very strange. So I think that's the weirdest messages I'm getting through so far. But I haven't actually... But I don't really like dating guys that slide into my DMs. I just don't, just because I feel like they're going to be sliding into a lot of other girls' DMs. So, I might have to have a little flick through and see if there's anyone decent in there.
you had any blue ticks slide in?
A few. I think just a few sports professionals and an ex winter, like Love Island, Islander as well.
Okay.
We went for a few drinks, but literally the next day you went and asked another girl on a date. So honestly, guys, I have the worst luck when it comes to men. It is just like, why?
What is your type? What would you say?
So I literally just love a guy with a gorgeous smile, nice eyes, good hair. I like lots of hair, and something just make me laugh. So it is definitely personality. I don't have a specific type. Like, honestly, I just need to look at my exes to see that, because they're all so different. Just someone who's got good crack and got good sense of humour and who can handle a little bit of fire. So that's what I need.
Well, now could be the time, babes. You just never know.
That's it. Where there's any guys like that who can handle that, you know where I am.
Bobby has got a lot of hair and is very funny. So, I mean, maybe Bob could be your dream man.
Bobby, let's go for dinner, baby.
What's kind of your plan now that you're sort of out of the show's over? And are you going to go back to work? Are you going to kind of pass some time with your Instagram? Like, what are you thinking?
At the moment, I'm very open. We're going down this sort of like influencer. I'm really about positive self-love, so I'd like to make like YouTube about that, a YouTube channel about that. I love my travels, so I'd like to go back to traveling. But I am taking on my OG clients still, so you know, I'm not, I've completely left like the hair extension business, because it's something I want to go back into and it's something I really enjoy. So maybe even in the future, open a salon or something like that. But at the moment, it's just like everything's still so new. So it's just like trying to see where it all takes me and just kind of going along the ride.
And how are you finding life, like post filler? Are you kind of getting used to people recognising you?
It's still so weird. It's honestly such a weird, like thing to go through, to come out and have people like, get excited or want pictures. I think I went to the tanning shop the other day and this lady, like the lady behind the counter, like literally lost her head, and I was just like, it's just me. It's just me, I'm nothing special. So it's so weird, honestly, but it's lovely, and everyone's always so nice and so friendly. So I have nothing, like I'm always happy to give someone time or take a picture, but it is weird. It's honestly just like, me, like, I'm still looking from behind me, like, oh, okay, but yeah, so I'm still getting used to it. It's so odd.
Oh, bless you. Well, I think you're handling it amazing, babes. You mentioned the reunion. When do you film that? Is it next week?
Yeah, so it's the 5th of September.
So not long at all.
Do you reckon there'll be any fireworks when everyone's all in a studio together?
I reckon there will be a few fireworks. I think this year there is a big family sort of vibe. We are all in like a big WhatsApp chat together, but I think there are certain situations that maybe still haven't been ironed out. You know, I went on, we all went on a night out the other week, and there was some stuff already kicking off on a night out. So it's just like, what is going to happen at the reunion if, you know, we can't all behave ourselves on a night out? So yeah, we'll see what happens.
that would definitely be one to watch in that case. Then, do you think that sometimes the show, like, these people might not be quite so like fiery, but the show kind of causes them to be, when you get all these kind of young, attractive people in a room together and then suddenly, you know, cheating and all that thing.
Yeah, I think that it is just an intense, it's an intense environment. Like, obviously, you're just around the same people and it's hot. I don't know about you, but when I'm hot, I get a little bit, I'm already getting a little bit more bothered. I think in terms of fiery characters, I think for us, there's such an intense environment that you can't help but just want to say how you feel. And I think as long as people stay true to themselves, or they can say that they're being their true selves, then yeah, if they're coming across fiery, then I think that's a true reflection of who they are.
Fair, yeah.
I'll certainly be watching that reunion.
Yeah, definitely. Well, AJ, thanks so much for speaking to us today. Really appreciate it. And keep in mind that if things don't go so well, you've got these pay pigs that are willing to help
you out.
You
know? So we've got backup options, guys. No, honestly, thank you so much for having me. Excuse the hungover.
Absolutely fine.
Thank you so much for joining us, babes.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Take care and have a lovely evening.
Bye, darling. Stay safe.
Oh, wow, that was interesting. I didn't know she dated Robert. That's quite an interesting little tidbit there, isn't it?
What a small world. And like she says, both then going on to dating shows without even knowing the other was applying.
That would have been so funny if they would have both turned up on Love Island. I don't think it's ever happened before, I can remember. Yeah.
No, I don't know if it has, actually.
You used to have it on Big Brother.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? But I think it's so, like, you couldn't write it, people would think it was set up.
Yeah, true, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair point.
Oh, great chat, though. And I'll tell you, if she's hungover, she looks glam.
Very glam.
I looked like that when I was hungover.
Yeah, certainly my hair does not look that luxurious, so we'll say now. Well, our next guest, Debbie from Real Housewives of Cheshire, is here, so let's get her.
Amazing.
Hi.
How are you, hon?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Really good, thank you, babes. Really good. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, no problem. I've been really looking forward to it.
Oh, bless you. So talk to me. Have you started filming the new series, or are you still currently on your break?
I'm on a little enforced break at the moment, because I need to isolate. I've been around somebody with COVID. So, yeah, so I'm having to isolate at the moment. But yes, I'm back to filming and I'm loving it.
And how's it going? So obviously by the isolating, is it still too early for there to be any drama, or has it carried on from last series?
No, I literally have only filmed a couple of scenes with my daughter. And so then, of course, boom, I'm into isolation. So it's been a slow start.
Is everyone all right? Are you okay?
I'm great, yeah.
With the COVID situation, great. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm great. Four times now I've actually managed to avoid catching it when I've been really quite close to it. Even my daughter, Tiffany, she had COVID, and Pete, my husband, at the same time. And even her boyfriend did too. And I escaped it.
God, you are very lucky. Wow.
Blessed.
Yeah, clearly.
So you're filming virtually. Have you been doing a few FaceTimes?
No, not had to do any of that at all. But next week I'm out of isolation, so then I'm back to the grindstone again.
Straight back in. And how are you finding your time on the show, babes? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, I absolutely love it. The crew are like family, because you really, really get to know them. And the different teams, you know, that you're working with, and they're all such lovely, lovely people. When we had our little break, you know, from filming, I really missed them. I just kind of thought, my God, I miss them coming to the house and rearranging all my furniture. And
So true. Because when on a show like that, you spend so much time together. Do you find it weird that when the cameras get put down for that break, do you spend the first few days thinking, where is everyone? Because I always used to find it really strange on telly. The minute we would finish filming after 3 months, it took a little while to adapt to seeing everyone or having them all round and, like you say, moving the sofa and the dining table. And
Exactly. And I think the thing is, though, that you're kind of 3 weeks into your break and then you think, oh, I've only got like a week or, you know, nearly 2 weeks left. That's all. I, what have I done with my time? It's crazy. It takes that long to kind of chill, you know, from all the filming, as you know, it's quite kind of intense.
Have you got any trips planned for this series? Are you girls all going away?
I've no idea. They tell us nothing.
Well, at least you're not missing out while you're isolating. So hopefully if it happens later in the series, you get to go.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if any of the girls have got anything planned, I really don't know. The thing is, we all lead such busy, busy lives because we all pretty much work as well. So it's like having like five different jobs. I just don't stop.
But you actually do have, for anyone that doesn't know, you have a really interesting job, don't you? What's like your main profession?
So I'm a psychic medium. That's kind of, you know, it sounds quite, you know, so I sit there and just see people one-to-one and do readings. And originally that's how I started out. But very, very quickly, my diary got full 18 months in advance. Wow. And so I had to change things around. I couldn't cope, you know, not kind of being able to move or do anything because I was so fully booked. And now we come to this point in my life where I have around 400 psychics and mediums that work for me. It's forever changing with people joining, leaving, you know, maternity, blah, blah, blah. But they all work really, really well and remotely too, but it actually really does work. So phone, email, etc., live chat, it just works so, so well.
And like I said, by working remotely, I guess you and the team have all managed to work throughout the lockdowns, thankfully. And it's been such a tough time. So many people I know have reached out to people, like I said, for readings and wanting some kind of clarity or what's going to happen. So I guess you've all been busier than ever.
It's been about the same as normal, to be fair. Not really seen a decline or an increase. I would say it's steady, but a lot of my clients are returning clients. So they will always choose to come back to my readers. And I also give away lots and lots and lots of free readings as well. So to people who really genuinely can't afford to spend money on something like that, but they really do need guidance, I give away so many free readings every week, and that kind of helps.
I do love a psychic reading, I really do.
Do you know, I've never had a proper one. It's not like I'm not a believer, it's just like, you know, just kind of, it's just never happened. Like, I've just never kind of come across it. But it is quite, how did you first discover that this was something that you could do?
I would say that I discovered that other people couldn't do what I can do. That's probably the right way round of it. It was when I first started school, because I grew up with a mum that was an incredible medium. Right. So weird things was the norm in my house, you know, my mum and dad's house when I was growing up. And so when I started school, I remember that I said to somebody something along the lines of, oh, your granddad's still behind you, why can't you see him? And the look of shock and horror, you know, on the face. And I earned the nickname Witchy Poo there and then, and it stuck. It stuck, honestly. But moving forward with my work to today, I've got some such exciting things going on. And one of those things is actually the location of a body from a murder, a historic murder that took place quite a few years ago now. And I've given some details regarding where I think that the location is of that body. And without me even knowing, it kind of struck some very big chords with some very important people. And so that's going to be happening over the next couple of months or so, that that we actually go to the location and see if we can find this body. And hopefully then that person can be returned back to their family.
It's amazing. When it's something like that, do you have to channel in when it's like a body or mm-hmm. like a murder, something like that? Mm-hmm. Or can you just be sat at home or in a car and you get that kind of vision?
It's the weirdest thing, the way it works. The first time that I ever did this, because I've actually located two people already, but because it was the police that asked me and not the families, I've never publicly spoken about it. And the first time I got a call from the police, it was regarding somebody who had gone missing and had left a worrying note, and it was quite a possibility that that person may be intending to take their own life. And if you would have said to me in the very beginning, right, Debbie, that phone call is going to take place, how do you think you will, you know, handle this? How do you think you'll do it? I would have said, oh, I need to sit down, maybe have a photograph of them, and, you know, I'll focus on that and I'll see what I'm given, I hear or see, etc. No, that's not how it worked. I was getting out of my car, about to go into a supermarket. My phone rang. I answered it. It was the police. Okay, we've got this guy. Blah, blah, he's missing. Da, 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 da. And as he was talking to me, I said, wow, I'm seeing this vision of it. It looks like a park. And then I see the name of it. And it was actually Warrington Golf Course. And he said, oh my God, we've pinged his phone and he's actually checked his messages at Warrington Golf Course. Oh, wow. And then turned his phone off again. And that's what I call now, I call it my hook, which means as soon as I hear that, that kind of tells me, yes, Debbie, you're on the right track. Whoever it is that's guiding this, it's the right person. And so the rest of the information then comes, and it comes in the form of words that I'll hear, not full sentences, but symbols that I'm shown, and I understand the symbolism that they give to me. And then I'll see actual kind of, it's almost like pictures and videos, like a video playing.
Wow.
And even though I'm standing looking at that supermarket, that video is kind of playing over my eyes. It's so strange the way that it happens. But every single time, that's what happens. So I just need to be talking to somebody who is relating to the case or a family member, and boom, 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 it happens. Yeah. It's weird.
It's amazing, isn't it? What a gift, amazing, honestly. Yeah. It just fascinates me. I could sit and speak to you for hours.
I mean, sometimes there is a downside to doing what I do, especially when you're dealing with, you know, trolls, and, you know, we all know what social media is like, and you'll get people who don't believe in this, and that's fine. I respect everybody's beliefs. But, you know, would I change it? Not for the world. Not at all. Not for the world. I wouldn't change any of it. Even though sometimes it's quite scary. Some of the ghosts that you see are quite gruesome.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a bit much for most people, I think, even if you are like well tuned into it. What do you think is kind of got in store for the world in the next few years? Do you think that we're going to get over COVID? Is that, what's the situation going to be with that?
I think we all know that we have to learn to live with this. But one thing does worry me going forward, and that is a strong mutation that I still feel is yet to come.
Oh,
so I hope
on this one, you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want it to be right. But I really do feel that there is still something else that related to COVID, a mutation that will be very powerful.
I'm sure people have probably asked you this already in the last 18 months, but Did you ever an indication, could you see something like this coming, the whole COVID and the lockdowns and just the madness that has been the last 18 months?
Well, I actually was asked by Lad Bible to film with them and give my predictions for the next 10 years. And that was, I think it was December the 4th, 2019. And during the course of our filming together, I said, I see a new disease outbreak. And I feel this is something that's been formulated and created, but it accidentally gets out into the world in general. That was what was in the edited version that was released on the 17th of December, 2019. That was what they included in it. But I actually, in the unedited version, did give a lot more information about it. I saw that it was spreading like wildfire. And I think they probably thought, no, she can't be right about that. We'll put something in about royal death. So, you know, she won't be right about that. We'll just leave a little clip, you know, and then, yeah, wow. Then what happened?
Worst pandemic of the last 500 years happened, basically, didn't it? Jeez.
I know. And I'd sat there and said all this stuff about it, but, you know, yeah, they must have just thought, right, yeah, okay, you know.
Because you just couldn't write it, could you? Because
none
of us have ever experienced anything like it, thankfully.
No, I know. It's just a moment in history, isn't it? We are living through, you know, a moment in history. It's just incredible. Mm.
You mentioned the Royals, babe. What do you say? What do you see coming up for them?
Ah, right. I think that there will be a big realisation of something for Harry, for Prince Harry. And that is that the family will extend an olive branch, whoever that may be in the family. And he will feel really quite drawn to making amends. I think that they will try to make amends. And he will want to meet them halfway on that. And I do see a repair job there with him and his family. But this is the thing. That is when he will see that his wife isn't prepared. No matter whatever is said, even if it was the most, you know, incredible apologies, blah, 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 for everything that they've alleged. I think that then he will actually see that, no, she really does not want to ever make amends. And I think that she fully intended when they first got married to withdraw from the royal family.
Interesting. Wow.
But only then will he see, you know, that she is not willing to bend for his family.
God, that's really interesting. Wow. Mm. Let's keep our eyes on that one. That's going to be a big story.
Absolutely.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. Really appreciate it. And you've actually made me think I do want to get a reading at some point, so maybe I'm going to look into this a bit more.
We're ever around at the same time, then I'll quite happily read for you.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. I'll keep that in mind, definitely.
Definitely.
Well, best of luck with the rest of your isolation. I'm sorry to hear about that.
But, thank you.
Fingers crossed all goes well.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Deb. Stay safe.
Bye. What a lovely, fresh, light lady she is, you know.
Such a lovely energy, isn't she?
Yeah, really nice energy. And nice to speak to her. And it's got me thinking, I need to get some kind of proper reading sometime.
You really should. Just out of curiosity, if you've never... I mean, I love them and have for years.
I've done tarot cards, but it's not quite the same thing, is it? Mm.
And how did you find that? So it's not that you're not a disbeliever or something?
No, not particularly, no. The tarot reading was interesting because you can kind of interpret it in different ways. I'd like to be told more specific. I want to know more specifics, but I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. Well, we now have your chat with Joe Swash to play out. So what can we look forward to with that?
Lovely little chat. So we talk all about Stacey, the baby bump, the wedding. Mm-hmm. He's doing a campaign at the moment with Nutella. Just fab chat. So have a little listen. So Joe, talk to me. What's this new campaign?
So, yeah, it's just my kids in the morning, Bob. No, it's like they love a little bit of Nutella and the toast. So it's just a campaign letting everyone know what the recommended morning dosage should be. So, you know, you don't give them too much and stuff like that. And as a parent, Bob, you know, I felt like it was perfect, really, because I didn't know how much to give them. And if I didn't know, I'm sure other people didn't know. So it's just a nice way of being part of the parent network and saying to everyone, this is what you should be doing. So, yeah, that's basically it, Bobby. That's it. Yeah. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so good. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're talking with me. It's good to catch. I've not seen you for ages.
Honestly, with the lockdown, Bob, it probably has been a couple of years now, which it's is ridiculous.
Be. I can't believe. I feel like we've literally lost 2 years of our lives in this whole madness of the pandemic.
I know. You've bumped up a little bit, in you, boy?
I've been training, yeah. I've been trying to jump. It was either I had to do something in lockdown, so I thought, yeah. Not either isolate with the fridge or get myself some dumbbells and try and train a little bit.
Well, you look amazing. Well done.
And you've been keeping busy. Congrats on the little one.
Thanks, Bob. Sorry, let me get out of here. I've got the builders in and they're just drilling the fucking... Sorry, they're drilling the walls.
What are you doing? Having some renovations done?
Yeah, we're having our kitchen done, Bob. So at the moment, spaces at work, we've got, like, builders in, we've got the kids, the dogs, but yeah, no, it's
you don't do things by half, do you, Joe? All at once.
I know, Bob. I know.
So talk to me. Obviously, you said that it's all about getting the message out how much Nutella. I mean, I'll be really honest, I can sit with a spoon and do a jar of Nutella, Rich.
Honestly, it's so easy, Bob. Sometimes
I can just
in the morning,
do the lot, like a yogurt.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Sometimes in the morning, I say to the kids, do you want any toast with that Nutella? Because they've had so much of it. So I just think it's a real good message from Nutella, you know, to say to everyone, this is what we recommend that you in every morning you give the kids. They've got, like, the Happy Portion van that's going around from London all the way up to, like, Leeds and Birmingham and stuff like that. Because we've got all these other recipes that they're going to let everyone know about, the recipes you can make with them, what foods go with it and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just thought it was a really lovely, lovely campaign. I thought it was a real good idea of getting it out there, the message to say, look, basically it's 15 grams, Bob. It's one heaped teaspoon every morning.
And when it comes to, like, 6 weeks holiday, do you kind of tear the rule book up a little bit for the kids?
You know what, Bob? These kids have feel like these kids have been on 6 weeks holiday for the last 2 years. Honestly, like, we come out of nearly a 2-year lockdown and they went straight into summer holidays. So, yeah, I mean, the kids, we try and keep a certain routine, Bob. We like to eat together. We like to have our breakfast together. We like to have our dinner together. But yeah, apart from that, we try and keep it a little bit lax. But yeah, we have that little bit of routine in our lives, and that's important for us.
And how was the lockdown with your kids at homeschooling and that? Teacher Joe?
Honestly, Bob, I probably learned more in lockdown through doing homeschooling than I did in 5 years in secondary school. I'm not even joking, yeah. It was difficult, Bob. It was really difficult because we've got kids of different age groups. They're all learning different things. Do you know what I mean? So it was having to sort of adapt and vary what we were teaching them. But on the other hand, it has been a terrible pandemic and it's been a terrible time. But it's been lovely to spend some time with the family. You know what it's like, Bob, when you're busy. Sometimes you sit down with your family, you feel a little bit guilty that you should be doing something. Whereas with this, there was nothing to do apart from enjoy each other. And, and we did. We love each other's company. And we've got another baby coming in October, which is amazing. So, yeah, it's really exciting at the moment, Bob.
How excited are you that it's a little girl? Because you've got a house of boys.
Honestly, yeah, it's so nice to think, you know, we have got a house of boys. And me and Stacey both experienced having kids before we met each other. But this is going to be something that we've never experienced before. Is having a little girl. So it's going to be something we can really share together. And we're so excited. We can't wait to meet her, Bob. We just can't wait now. It's not long, so, yeah.
And how lovely. Now you've obviously had to postpone the wedding, that she can be there.
Exactly, Bob. So, like, you know what they say, things happen for a reason. Yeah. And with the pandemic, we've got so many people that we love, you know, friends and family that we love and adore, and it means so much to us that we really didn't want to leave anyone out. So we decided to push it back And then, you know, the cherry on top of the cake is that we'll have our little girl there as well.
Oh, how cute. So, and how are the boys? Are they looking forward to being big brothers and having a little sister in the house?
They are. They are. I think we're all going to slightly adapt the way that we act. Because we're quite a boisterous house, there's a lot of wrestling and running around. So I'm going to start learning how to do some plaits. I want to learn how to do some French plaiting and some bows. And yeah, I want to learn plaiting. I'm going to be the best plaiter in the world. You watch.
I love it. You'll be doing French plaits, ponytails. Yeah. You'll be a professional by the end of it. Have you kept the piercing, Joe? I saw online you went and had your ear pierced recently.
Yeah, Bob. You know what? I took it out now, Bob. But I've never had my ear pierced. The little lady in Stacey's work was getting his ear pierced. So I was like, you know what, if he can do it. And there was like little girls, 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, all getting it done. So I thought, I'll just have a go, see what it's like. When I sat on that chair, Bob, I freaked out, man. I didn't know what to do. I had this little girl, must have been about 6 years old, looking at me, laughing at me, waiting for her go. So yeah, I had my ear pierced, Bob, but I took it out. I think I'm too old for it, Bob.
No more piercings now.
No more piercings. The year was more than enough. Why have you got a few piercings?
I've got nipple.
Yeah, I've seen that nipple one.
Tragus on each ear. I have got my ears pierced, but I don't actually wear earrings in the lobe. I haven't done.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried though because my ear has got like a little bit of a lump in it now.
Oh, I think that probably just means it's healing up.
Yeah, I've got like a little lump, like a little. It feels like there's a little pee in there under the skin.
Little pee.
Yeah,
you're not tempted to put it back in.
No way, Bob. No way. It hurt too much.
The renovations, will kitchen be done by the time little one arrives? When's she here? October?
Yeah, so she's here probably like the 4th, between the 4th and the 5th October. So, yeah, we're just, everything's on go, go, go now. We've just got to get the kitchen done. We've got to get the floors laid, get the bedrooms finished. Just make it now ready, you know. We're against the clock to get it ready for the baby, but I think we'll do it. I think we'll be fine.
And I've got to ask you, obviously, Nutella breakfast, iconic. Who would you, if I said to you, Joe, you can choose three people to have breakfast with, who would be your ideal breakfast?
So I think I'll go for Thierry Henry. Bit of a vroom, you know what I mean, Bob?
Bit of footballer.
He's for Arsenal, yeah. But is he a footballer? Best footballer in the world, mate. I think I'll go with David Attenborough. I think he's a legend.
Good choice.
I love a little bit of David Attenborough. And obviously, you know, what's a dinner party without Bobby Cole Norris?
Iconic, isn't it?
Iconic, mate. I can see you and Attenborough sitting together.
With a spoon and a teller. Perfect, yeah. Oh, so what's next for you then, obviously, in the lead? So I feel like before we know it, Christmas is coming. So you're keeping busy with work?
Yeah, keeping busy with work, Bob. Got something that's got us on the telly at the moment. And then I'm going to do some acting this year, Bob. So there's a couple of acting projects that I'm going to be cracking on with. And then presenting and stuff like that. But the main thing is, we've got the family now, we've got a new baby, so for the next sort of like 6 months, we're sort of going to slow down slightly and sort of and welcome our daughter to the family.
Oh, so because Stacey's on maternity now from Luce, isn't she?
She's on maternity from Luce, and she's only got another couple of days now before she's on full maternity. So, yeah, I'll keep working throughout, but I'll tone mine down a little bit, and Stacey will stop because... It feels like Stacey's been pregnant for the last 3 years. So she needs a little break and some time with the babies as well.
Does it look like any of the kids, Joe, want to be actors or singers?
Yeah, Bob, my eldest, Harry, he really has taken an interest in it. He goes to drama classes. He went to a drama boot camp over the summer, last couple of weeks ago, and they performed at the West End and stuff like that. And
amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? He's really good, Bob. You know, it's one of those things when you watch your kids, you're like, oh, I hope he's okay, I hope he's good. But he was really good. I was really surprised with how much stage presence and how confident he was. So, yeah, he's really interested. So, I mean, I won't push him into it. I'll let him find his way and I'll help him. But yeah, he's a talented young man.
Oh, like his dad.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Any chance in the future we could ever see you rocking up in a black taxi back to Albert Square? Because they didn't kill you off, did they?
Hey, Dick and Bob, everyone always asks me whenever I do like interviews and stuff, like, are you going to go back to EastEnders? And they say it to me like it's my decision. Like, I'll go, yeah, like, when I want to go back, I'll just turn
I'll just bail them up.
Yeah, but yeah, they haven't phoned me, Bob. They haven't phoned me. So, you know, they know I'm here. They know I'll probably have another go at it. I really enjoyed it the first time round. You know, I'm in a completely different place in my life now as well. So if it worked for both of us, for the show and for myself, then yeah, I'd definitely consider it, Bob.
Love it. Never say never, Joe. Who knows what's around the corner?
You've just left town, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's happened? Oh, Bobby.
But I've decided they're doing there's an after show now, which is going to be Towie, the official after party, and they've asked me to present it, and it kind of just feels the right time after 10 years on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the last 2 or 3 years I've been doing more and more presenting. It just feels right. So I'm still part of the Towie family, but it feels right that to move into that role. So I'm excited for it.
Well done, Bobby, man. We're all very proud of you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Joe. So lovely catching up with you. Do you know what? I can't wait to see you in person.
Get me on your after show, Bob. Me and Stacey will come and stand along.
I'll get you on there. Joe, one last question before I let you go. Back to the acting. Any dream roles? What would be the best?
I don't know if I've got any dream roles, Bob. But, you know, I do love watching Bradley Walsh. You know, I love the way that he does his acting, like Law and Order and Doctor Who and stuff like that. And then he still manages to do the light entertainment stuff and the presenting. So I'd like to sort of juggle it. If I could get anywhere close to what he's doing, I'd like to do something similar, a bit of both.
Yeah, he's got a perfect balance, isn't he?
Yeah, and you know what? He's very good, Bobby. He's very good, Bradley, at both of them. So, yeah.
Goals. Oh, thank you so much, though. Lots of love to you and the family.
You too, Bobby.
Send my love to Stace.
I will do, my darling. Have a lovely day.
Bye, Bob. Take care, Joe.
See you later, mate.
Bye.
Well, thanks very much for that, Joe and Bob. Great chat. All good stuff. What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
Yes, so I'm starting the new job this week, which is really exciting.
Bloody hell.
So really excited for that.
Yeah.
And go, busy now. It's really scary, actually, though, because when a new series starts, that block of 3 months, I've actually just realised that we're basically at the end of August now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Before we know it, so September, October, November, we're in the final part of the year now. So that's really scary for me, because part of me still just keeps thinking that somehow we're still getting into 2021.
No.
I don't really know what's happened here.
We basically didn't have a 2020. With 2021, it was half we didn't have. It's just, let's just get to 2022, shall we? And just really just pray that Debbie's wrong about that that new, particularly strong wave of COVID. I don't think I can cope with any more.
I've got fingers crossed for 2022. We'll get our pride, which will be amazing. And hopefully things will be even better still. But like I say, yeah, hopefully we don't have... I can't even bring myself to say it or to think about it. We can't.
Just not. Let's not put it out into the universe.
How about you? Busy week, babe?
Bank holiday this weekend, isn't it? So I've got a couple of nice parties. My friend is having a housewarming party, which I'm looking forward to. And then got a party with some of my new rowing friends on a Sunday, which will be really nice. So, yeah, just kind of getting back on it. Trying not to drink too much, but probably quite unsuccessfully. So... we'll see how it goes.
Well, I hope the weather's nice for bank holiday.
Yeah, I think it's actually forecast to be all right, but it's still pretty chilly. You know, I don't think we're getting the heat wave that everyone's talking about.
What happened to the 2 week heat wave in August they were talking about? It never came.
Bollocks. Total bollocks. Absolute load of rubbish. Yeah. I had my coat on going out the other day. It's August. What the hell is going on?
It's just so strange, isn't it? The weather. It's just, you know, not that humid air. It's not hot, obviously, not hot enough that you would go sit in a garden and sunbathe,
no.
But can still just absolutely be in a T-shirt and just feel like there's no air. Yeah, it's just the weirdest thing.
It's horrible.
The rain, and hopefully for September, hopefully nice month. Maybe they've got it wrong and you can have the heat wave for when you do your trek. That'd be lovely.
Okay, that would
I guess
be
you don't want it too hot, though.
No, not a heat wave. Maybe actually this kind of temperature would be fine up a mountain.
Perfect.
When you're walking for 7 hours, but I guess that remains to be seen. Well, until next week, everyone, thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Access All Areas. For more information, go to foobarradio.com.